You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Orioles reporter, Brittany Giroli. And Brittany, the O's have won three straight series, which is what you need to do this time of year in big series. Obviously, taking a series from the Yankees, then the Rays, but then the big series over the weekend against the Tigers. Now, a tough loss on Monday night, obviously, to the Red Sox, who they just kind of couldn't get the offense settled down for the Red Sox. Wade Miley, a struggle, certainly. So rather than start there and on a tough Monday, I want to start with the Tigers series and how big that was. This is a team stuck in this wild card hunt right now, still with some hopes of the division as well. Tigers right behind them heading into the weekend, and they were able to keep them right there. How big a series was that for the Orioles? How much momentum were they able to kind of garner from that, even though they run into a rough one on Monday?
Yeah, really big. I think, that's funny, you can't really predict baseball. I thought going in, Tim, that they had the best chance to win that first game. If they didn't win that first game, I thought they'd probably get swept. And of course, they lose that first game, and they win the next two. And you just really can't predict baseball. And luckily for the Orioles, Ubaldo Jimenez has really been a guy that stepped up for them. Their pitching, with the exception of Miley, has been better. Getting Chris Tillman back from the disabled list, you saw how important that is. He outdueled Verlander. So it was certainly a big series. And now we're getting into the point, though, where it's what have you done for me lately? They go out, they lose a really lopsided game last night. Every game, every series from here on out is critical.
How about Miley? Because obviously he was a guy they were hoping would help him when they brought him in. And against his old team, the Red Sox, there was no mystery, it seemed, with him on the mound on Monday night. They got to him early and often. And I was thinking during the game, well, it's a good thing rosters are expanded, because this is a situation where he could have blown the whole bullpen for really the rest of the series, if not for the fact that there's extra guys down there. But Miley really struggled.
Yeah, he did. He wasn't very happy afterwards either. A little short, a little snippy. He's got an 8.41 ERA at 8 starts since coming to Baltimore. So well aware that he's not pitching well. And that's tough to deal with. This isn't the time to figure it out. And Buck talked about this a little bit last night. Manager Buck Showalter, he said that this isn't really the point of the season where you want to be in these lulls or trying to search for command. You got to figure out a way to get it done. And yes, you mentioned it. September baseball is just totally different, and you really wish they'd find a way to streamline the rules, whether that's designating a certain amount of guys that are active for the night or what, because you're right, this should be advantage Boston. They get a guy, go to his career shortest start, and it doesn't matter because there's so many guys down there in the bullpen. They play by one set of rules all year, and then they change it. And to me, and certainly I'm not alone in this, it's just really unfair when you're playing such meaningful games to all of a sudden play by a different set of rules.
And it seems like the obvious fix, at least somewhat fix, it doesn't solve all the problems, but is what you mentioned. Every night you have a designated number of guys, the 25 that you have set for that night or whatever. And it seems like everybody talks about that solution, yet it hasn't happened. It's one of those things where every offseason you think about things that need to be changed, and during September, there's a lot of talk of it. But once you get to November and December, it's almost like nobody remembers that this was a problem.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at those rosters, and not even, I mean, you could set them not even for the game. You can have them set for the series. And then, like you said, it would change the complexion of what the Orioles were able to do tonight. So you hope it's something that really gets addressed. And obviously the Orioles are going to benefit from it tonight. But there was a time earlier in the year, I think about a week or two ago, right after call-ups, where the Yankees had a similar situation, and Buck brought it up. Like, what if it wasn't September call-ups? That would force them to make a roster move and call a guy up. And you really hope that they kind of take a look at this, because September call-ups, I feel like, Tim, used to be, let's look at our prospects, see what we got. Now it's, let's add guys who have one or two dimensions. The Orioles, you know, they've done the same thing. Guys like Michael Bourne and Drew Stubbs, guys with speed and defense. Let's add guys, as many guys as we can, so we can use as pinch hitters and pinch runners late in game.
Yeah, and you end up playing a different game in September than you did the whole rest of the season. Definitely something that needs to be addressed. Chris Tillman, this team needed to get him back, and they needed him to be Chris Tillman. And that's the concern, I guess, is you got a guy back healthy, but he's not quite as sharp as he was. That wasn't a problem for the Orioles on Sunday, as Tillman, you mentioned it, outdueled Verlander. Six innings, the one earned run. He struck out four. He only allowed four hits. I mean, it's just a big spot for the ace of this staff, and he comes through when you need him.
Yeah, it was good to see. And they're a little worried, especially because Zimmerman came back from the disabled list in game prior for the Tigers and looked horrible. So you're a little concerned about how Chris is he going to be, and he answered all those questions. He did very well, was able to keep the Orioles in the game, and just showed them how much they've missed him. Now, Ubaldo Jimenez has done great, but now that they have both of those guys pitching well, it's really going to help them down the stretch.
Chris Davis continues, I guess, to battle this hand injury that I'm not sure everybody was aware that he's been battling it as long as he has, pretty much all year. And I know he said it's not the time to rest. You know, this is a pennant race. But he struggled so much at times recently. Would he be better off getting a few days off rather than going into the game, playing the game, and having a tough go and striking out three times?
You know, I don't know. I think it's tough to say because I'm not Chris Davis, and I don't know what he's feeling. But when he did get those back-to-back days off, he homered in the Detroit series. He said it hurts all the time. Sometimes it hurts more. Sometimes it hurts less. But it hurts all the time. So I don't know if a few days are really going to matter. I think they'd have to totally shut him down, which they're not going to do, for it to be an impact. So, unfortunately, it is what it is. I think most guys are playing with something right now. Chris Davis is going to have to just kind of gut it out.
Adam Jones got a chance to revisit his comments last night, I guess, Brittany, and it's one of those things where little snippets get taken and things get blown out of proportion. I think a really good article in USA Today with Adam Jones, where he was very honest and I think made great points when discussing the Colin Kaepernick situation and basically sitting out the national anthem and how baseball players haven't done it. And he used the term because it's a white man's game, which ended up being the headlines of everything, which wasn't really the point of what he was saying. And he got to kind of revisit that and I guess just say his original point again after the game last night. But to me, what he said was spot on. I hate to get political in a podcast, but we are free to do whatever we want. And I just love the fact that Adam Jones is never afraid to speak his mind. And when he does speak his mind, he always comes across to me as well-informed and smart.
He does, yeah. You know, you mentioned it. The little snippet, saying baseball's a white man's game, and that was the headline, of course. And I'm sure the author didn't write the title, and maybe they did, but that was certainly a little out of context. Adam said that he liked the article. He liked the way it was portrayed. He thought it was spot on, very accurate, everything he wanted to get across. He did say he thought the title kind of grabbed you a little bit, maybe for the wrong reasons. But that's really kind of the way it is. It's clickbait. But if you actually went and you read that article, I think that most people at least respect the fact that he's using his First Amendment right to kind of bring attention to this issue. And unfortunately, you get people that just see snippets or just hear about it, and they say things like, well, you know, is he siding with Colin Kaepernick? Is he this? Is he that? Is he not going to stand for the anthem? And none of that is true. He's from a military family, his dad, his father. He's going to stand for the anthem. He said he's not thought about not standing for the anthem. What he's talking about more so is the fact that there's still so much inequality when you look at the inner cities. The guy who was raised in the inner city, he said his biggest issue is the fact that it's okay for players to go and help those inner cities, but when they talk about these areas and trying to stand up for some of these areas that they're from, he feels like that's something where people get upset. And you know, it's certainly worth the discussion, and that's all he wanted to do, was have this discussion, bring this discussion to light. And I think he certainly did that, and he did it in an educated manner. He used stats. He was well thought out. He doesn't regret any of it. And Adam Jones knows there's going to be backlash, and he really doesn't care. He wanted to use his celebrity, so to speak, as a platform. And he said overwhelmingly players have reached out with positive reactions. People are very glad that he did what he did.
Yeah, and I think the biggest point we can kind of put out there is read the whole article. Read the whole piece in USA Today.
Read, people.
Get the whole point of what he was saying, because he said a lot of great stuff. All right. Great stuff as always, Brittany. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Orioles edition. For Brittany Giroli, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.